turn to page 5, appendix 3, soft limits.
With you.
Find anal fisting.
I'm all ears.
Strike it out. Strike out vaginal fisting, too.
You sure?
Yeah. Genital clamps? Absolutely not.
Consider them gone.
What are butt plugs?
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And he points to a section, mm-hmm. and I read it. Right? And he's like, oh, what? Wow. You know, he's like, expression is like, oh, this guy knows how to. And then he goes, well, do you know what it means? And I totally made it up. Just based on the four words of Spanish that were in that paragraph, I came
you
up with a whole story
guess.
In my head. I made an educated guess, and it was right.
Oh.
And it was as if magic had happened right there in the living
nice.
Room.
That's when Astrid like, truly fell in love with you.
Which magic craft? Break out Uncle Brian for 2 seconds and explain that if you're having a fantasy about fucking your roommate, leave that fantasy exactly where it is.
Right, in your
fantasy.
Head. Yeah.
Fucking a roommate almost never works out. It almost
Very
never
true.
Works out. Why? Because you're married,
yeah.
essentially,
exactly.
right? I mean, then you're married. Soon it was clear Luke could emit oxygen from his penis and she sucked on it like a snorkel. Luke had become everything he'd wanted to be, a snorkel cock.
A snorkel cock.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yes, sir. Another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley, my dear, dear friend. Chrissy, how the hell are you?
Hello, Brian.
Best to you.
Best to you
out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break.
Yes.
Chrissy.
Yes.
I have simulants.
Simulants.
Simulants. Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yep.
Simulants. That went on for 4 hours. It's telling the story, I don't know, 600 episodes ago, however deep we are into this fucking podcast, that I had an opportunity to go to a Rush show, like, backstage, because we shared a road manager, me and the ever-popular band.
This is your 33 feet days?
Chopper Johnson.
My Chopper Johnson days.
No, it was a more mature band. Mr. Johnson, if you're nasty, yes. We were well on our way to fame. Like Incubus was well on their way to fame. So they just went to nowhere. I think we would have been like an Incubus type band where we would have had one really big hit.
Yeah.
And I would have sung my heart out on that one big hit. And then everyone would be like, that band kind of sucks. Or like Creed. With his arms wide open. Sunny side up. And so when I went to the Rush concert, we were there many hours early because, you know, that was the kind of relationship that one of the guys in the band had with the road manager for Rush. And so we were there while they were doing pre and then post sound check. And there was one guy who just went to every single fucking microphone and did this for 15 to 20 minutes on every one of them. And it drove me up a wall. He would go, simulants. Simulants.
That was his check.
I was like, what the fuck is that guy doing?
His routine.
Yeah, I think he was checking for echo or something. Like, who fucking knows? With Rush, every little detail has to be paid attention to because, you know, Rush fans are a different breed. They're a different kind.
They are. It's good stuff.
It's like Rush. And do you like Rush?
Yeah.
Are you into Rush?
Yeah.
Are you like a Rush head?
No.
No, you're not one of those.
But I like,
you don't like
Rush's
take,
songs.
You don't do like mathematical equations.
Our dear friend Allison is a huge Rush fan.
Huge Rush fan.
Yes.
Yeah, I told her that I had met the guys in the band on a number of occasions. She freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, oh my God, how were they? And I'm like, human, I guess? I don't know. I'm not the world's biggest Rush fan. I like some of their music.
Yeah.
But I knew a couple real Rush heads at the time when this was going on. And they were absolutely freaking. They were like coming on themselves that they knew a guy who was close to a guy who knew a guy who one time met Rush. But those guys, would do like, you know, I don't know, Adriatic equations with their, you know, with the music.
They'd
like,
they were super smart.
Did you ever notice this is in 726th time? And I'm like, no, I didn't.
I didn't dig that deep.
But they were geniuses. One guy was learning his ninth language or something like that. One of the guys, Geddy Lee, I think was learning his ninth language.
I can't even learn my second.
I can't even learn my first.
I've downloaded Babbel a couple of times for different languages, too. I'm like, well, I really wanted to learn Italian, but let's try French.
Yeah, go for French. Let's learn a little bit of Italian, a little bit of French.
I started watching a show that was in French. So I thought I could pick up some stuff.
Yeah, I got in this. I was holy hell bent to get to learn very fluent Spanish when I met Astrid.
Because
I'm like, I'm going to know how to talk to everybody in the group. And listen, I do okay for myself.
Yes,
I hang on.
Do.
But I took these Spanish lessons
Hola.
And everything. Yeah. Hola. my crutch word is por supuesto. I say that and people are impressed. They're like, oh.
I like adios mio.
Yeah, adios mio. If you want to be real
adios.
Spain, like adios mio. Instead of saying, you say, yeah, Espanol. Barcelona. Right. And it's true. That's how
Ibiza.
They speak. Ibiza. Ibiza. So one time we go up to Astrid's grandparents' house and they are in the, I can't remember the Catalan region.
Okay.
And so they speak Catalunya up there, I think is how you say it, right? It's this weird hybrid of Spanish.
Sure, and a lot of that happens at different...
Regional mm-hmm. dialect, right? But if you can speak Catalunya or read Catalunya, you are considered like as Spanish as they come, right? You're like, only the old people know how to say it, but they have a couple newspapers that are in there.
Okay.
So we're at her grandparents' house one time in northern Spain. And her grandpa, who speaks not a lick of fucking English, is speaking to me in Spanish, even though his tongue is Catalonian, right?
Okay, and so, he was being nice.
Yeah, he was reading the newspaper, and Astrid says, oh, Brian, see if you can read the Catalonian newspaper, right? And so I pick it up, and he points to a section, and I read it, right? And he's like, oh, wow. You know, he's like, expression is like, oh, this guy knows how to. And then he goes, well, do you know what it means? I totally made it up. Just based on the four words of Spanish that were in that paragraph, I came up with a whole story in my head. I made an educated guess, and it was right.
Oh.
And it was as if magic had happened right there in the living room.
That's when Astrid truly fell in love with you.
Which magic craft? And I know Astrid was like, I'm really impressed that you knew. I was like, listen, I just kind of, I knew.
You know.
I've been practicing.
I can play every instrument.
Saxophone, piano.
I've been in bands.
I'm a singer with two Grammy.
That's watched the Grammys before?
Yeah, there's been at least.
I'm a singer that's watched.
Tens of people who have seen me sing across two different clubs in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. One of which watched me fall right off the stage. So anyway, this guy says similance for 20 minutes. So now our joke on each microphone, which is like 12 microphones for Rush. And that went on for hours. And then, so Chrissy and I every once in a while say similance.
We throw that out.
But what I was going to say long before we started on that diatribe was I had the strangest. What is the strangest sex dream you've ever had? Now I'm not talking about strange, like completely out there. I'm not talking about, I had sex with my neighbor or, was making out with my uncle or something like that.
I don't know. I should have written it down, though, because I can never remember my dreams.
Okay, I'll tell you. You have to come back to me on that one.
Okay.
Because I'm interested to hear. But the strangest sex dream I can ever remember having is by far, sometimes you have a sex dream about somebody and then it sticks with you.
Yes.
And if you do that with a celebrity, then every time then you see the celebrity afterwards, you're like, oh, I remember.
A little, yeah.
It feels like you actually had, one time I had this dream, wasn't too long ago, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, I had a dream that I was having sex with Alanis Morissette.
Oh.
Which Alanis Morissette at one point was just like the hottest thing I had ever seen.
Absolutely.
Gorgeous woman, right?
She's on a big tour right now.
And then she's like a Buddhist and, Eastern philosophy and all this. I basically changed my entire being just to fit Alanis Morissette's man
best,
profile.
Yeah. Best man.
Unfortunately, I think I'm just a couple dollars short of Alanis Morissette. Anyway, I had the sex dream with Alanis Morissette. The first part of the dream is just really hot, right? I am full on just
in all your glory,
mansplaining with my penis all the wonderful things that a man can be to Alanis, and she's just in the throes of ecstasy. And then she starts growing a beard in the middle of the dream. She starts growing a beard. I'll never forget it.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I have a book of dreams. We'll break it out one day.
We should.
Write down a couple of your stranger dreams, and I'll get the book of dreams out, and we'll really dig
we'll
into our psyche. Right?
Yes.
But this was like the most fucked up dream. She had a beard. But the crazy thing was, is I kept plugging her like she was like I don't know. I just never. It just kept going. The sex dream kept going, and yeah, the beard kept getting
the
longer.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. It's a mustache. It's still Alanis Morissette. It was the strangest dream that I have ever had. But
dreams are strange.
Yeah. But listen, I am not, you know, I'm not one of those guys who has like in my awake life has these crazy fantasies, you know.
Right.
I don't have crazy fantasies about having sex with a woman with a beard or, you know, some people are into some crazy fucking shit. There are some strange sexual predilections out there. Everything under the sun. You can think it, they do it, you know.
Yes.
Fucking a TV. Somebody likes to do that, you know. Getting your balls stepped on. Someone likes to do that, mm-hmm. you know. Drawing sexual cartoons about Mickey and Minnie Mouse. They do it, right? It's
wow.
If you can think about it, it is out there
it's
and
done.
They do
it's
that.
Been doing.
So the timing was right then when I saw that Pornhub had put out their 2021 year in review.
Oh.
Thanks to our good friend Tina Cano for sending this over to me. But I thought we'd go through a couple of these if you're interested.
Yes,
well, are you
of
interested?
Course.
Of course you are.
Of course.
All right, so here we go. The search is defined. Okay, so
these are the searches, the top searches?
Yeah, there's a couple different categories we'll go through.
Okay.
All right, and we'll find out just how fucked up this world is. The 2021 searches, the number one 2020. We want to go 10 to 1 or you want to go 1 to 10?
I think we should count 10 to 1.
10 to 1. How to was the number 10.
How to
squirt, how to eat pussy, how to suck dick, how to put on a condom, how to last longer, how to finger myself, shave my balls, make a dildo, find a G-spot, and how to make her come.
So these were things that you can't search for on YouTube.
No, it's like, you can, but you're not going to find much information.
Right.
Yeah, but if you go to Pornhub, all you're going to see is inflated, you know, completely exaggerated versions of what really goes on.
I guess.
Like if you look into Pornhub for how to make her come, you're going to see some dude ramshacking some girl at 600 miles per hour for 2.5 hours. That doesn't happen like that. It
right.
just doesn't. And just like going like, you know, rubbing her clitoris so hard and so fast. Ah! Doesn't work like that, guys.
Yes,
doesn't go
they
like
They don't
that.
Have instructional videos?
At least not in my...
You think Dr. Sin would be featured on one of these?
I think Dr. Sin. I think Dr. Sin would give a how-to course.
I'm not sure she would
do it on Pornhub.
We
should ask her. But guys, here's a little piece of advice: don't go to Pornhub for your piece of advice.
Yes.
I mean, just don't do that. Like you're setting yourself up for failure. Or I don't know. In all of my lovemaking experience, which granted is limited, mainly because of the amount of time I could spend lovemaking at one moment or another. I don't know. I just haven't met too many women who are into the things that you see normally on porn. You know, gaping anuses, you know, hardcore jackhammering, you know, one leg
like
up on
extreme
the. Yeah, this is extreme.
Mm-hmm.
They do this because I don't know, because I think there's like a. I think there's like an attraction to the extreme
versions
of sex.
I was going to say, it's not in normal everyday life.
That's right. It's not, because if you did normal everyday life sex,
right.
it would be totally boring.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, well, I just did that last night.
Grab a tit, pump once.
Woo, we're so turned on.
Go check on the kids.
Yeah, you wouldn't need Pornhub.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't need Pornhub at all. Number 9, roommate sex. Oh,
roommate
sex. You are some fucking gross motherfuckers out there. You ever had a roommate you wanted to have sex with?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
I have. But it didn't work out. Searches for roommate grew by 136%, including lesbian roommate, gay roommate, fucking my roommate, straight
Probably
roommate,
Probably because
and horny
everybody
roommate.
Was inside in their rooms.
Oh, yeah. You know,
pandemic.
I never thought about that. That's a really smart idea.
Yeah, you get a fantasy about the people that are in your house at that point.
Let me break out Uncle Brian for 2 seconds and explain that if you're having a fantasy about fucking your roommate, leave that fantasy exactly where it is.
Right,
as
in
a
your
fantasy.
Head. Yeah.
Fucking a roommate almost never works out. It almost
Very
never
true.
Works out. Why? Because you're married,
yeah.
essentially,
exactly.
right? I mean, then you're married. It doesn't
and
work.
And you're living in the same place.
You're living
yeah.
in the same place. Mm-hmm. If you fuck your roommate, let's say you're a guy. You're a straight guy and you have a straight girl that, you know, I don't know, some French model that shows up, you know, I'm here to get a part of the roommate. I'm a French model. Is that a French accent? Valez-vous, valez-vous.
Now, the closest I got to that was my neighbor.
Who you did
Which
fuck.
Was Jeff.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, but married. You guys still had your separate apartment.
We did, yes.
That's right. Well, you married and now you're roommates. I got it.
We went reverse of the Pornhub search.
Yeah. I had a roommate that I had sex with once. We mm-hmm. lived together for a long period of time. And at first we had sex and then we decided we were going to be friends. And then every time that I brought home a girl, shit got weird.
Right.
Shit got uncomfortably yeah. strange. Right. And like, it's hard to hide that stuff from your roommate. And you knew that there were feelings there. And every time I brought a girl home, it was uncomfortable for me. For the girl I brought home,
and
for the roommate. So me and the roommate ended up fucking again at the end. Because
well, I was going to say, maybe yeah. the only time that's okay is right before you're moving out.
Yeah, that's what we did. We started fucking again, and then we decided we didn't want to live together. And now right. we don't talk to each other anymore. Number eight is goth. Number eight's goth. Mm-hmm. Goth porn? Yeah, sure. Why not, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that Edward, Team Edward, Team Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that look, that dark circles under your eyes, kind of
black
like,
hair. Black
I like
clothes.
The look of a like yeah. a hot goth girl.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Something about it is mysterious.
Mysterious, yeah, and kind of taboo.
Kind of taboo. You know, she's crazy. Probably, it's the kind of girl's gonna give you all kind of troubles. You're gonna, you know, you're gonna be the first one to say "I love you" in the relationship, and she's never gonna say it back.
Right.
She's gonna take your keys and lock you out of the house. Shit like that. Police will be called eventually.
Probably. Yeah. And you like that.
Yeah.
So
I do.
That was in that your was, former life.
That was like my that. Thing. It was a mm-hmm. thing for a while there. I got locked out of hotel rooms. I got my car keys taken multiple occasions. I got locked out of my own house.
Yeah.
And when I said that I have to get in the house, I have stuff in there that I need, absolutely need right now, like my cell phone and my keys to my car, they ended up going out the balcony window. She just threw them out the balcony window and closed the door. Oh, that girl was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I hope she's doing well. Transgender.
Yeah.
So searching containing trans increased by 141%, and the views of transgender category grew by 23%. Making it the 10th most watched by male visitors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some beautiful, beautiful transgender
that
women.
That girl in Euphoria, that woman in Euphoria is a smoke show. Have you watched Euphoria?
I have not. It's a little too close to the bone with having teenage daughters. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But you got to understand.
But there's plenty yeah. that I've seen. I mean, just you would never know. They're beautiful.
Beautiful. There's a
show on HBO that I really like about dancing, ballroom dancing.
Oh, with transgender people?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You look at like Jazz Jennings, I Am Jazz. You ever seen that show?
Mm-mm.
I Am Jazz, Jazz Jennings. Okay. Astrid and I have been watching this since for years. It's another TLC
program.
It's
on TLC,
yes, of
okay,
course it
yes.
is. Yeah. And Jazz Jennings, I mean... she was a young kid when she started telling her parents she was a she.
Right.
Right. And her parents
yeah,
took her seriously.
Yeah.
And then she just got the surgery like three, four or five years ago. We watched that whole journey. But this Euphoria, there is a woman on there, a transgender woman.
Yeah.
Who plays, she's kind of the second main character in the whole, I mean, there's like four or five main characters. But don't worry about you. Watch Euphoria. It's such a good fucking show.
Okay.
It's like one long music video with a lot of sex and drugs in it. Your teenage kids are not doing this. I hear this complaint that Euphoria tells the kids, you know, I have to be bad. And, you know, oh my God, I can't believe my children.
I don't think it's telling anybody anything, but for me.
It's telling parents. Parents are getting it in their head that fucking Euphoria High is like the rest of high school around the world. And it's not fucking true. First of all, I think probably less kids are drinking and drugging than ever, because it's kind of fallen out of taboo a little bit now. Am I saying the drugs and drinking aren't happening? Of course not. Of course it is. Look at Panama City right now. It's like fucking Sodom and Gomorrah. It's spring break. But what I am saying is this is the extraordinarily exaggerated version of what happened to us in our high school.
Well, I was going to say, I knew some, you know, I started watching the first episode and some things that were happening. I was like, ooh, I kind of remember, you know, that happening to some people that I knew that, you know, and it was a little too much, but I'll go back to it.
Go back to it. It reminds me of my high school years, not of the high school years today. And it's made by a 40-something-year-old white man, right, who just is essentially writing his own childhood, I would imagine, what's going on. But it's so good. It's so good. Anyway.
Everybody loves it.
The transgender woman that's in that show is a fucking smoke show.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Challenge. challenge. Oh, bust it, the jerk off challenge. Jerk off challenge, guys. I want in on that. I bet I could win that one. The jerk off challenge.
You might want to join up. Sign up.
The try not to come challenge. Oh. I could do this all day long. Yeah. I've been trained by ancient wisdom masters on the fine art of tantric yoga.
Yes.
Yes. I'm like Sting. I can last in bed for 12 to 14 hours.
Just staring.
It's an experience. It's a sacrament.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Astrid, I'm about to give you a sacrament.
Yeah, Sting. You think Sting's on Pornhub? Showing his techniques?
He's like, oh, let's get this secret out there. I don't want Trudy to leave me, so I'm sticking with it. When you have these kind of secrets, this kind of knowledge, just keep it to yourself.
Okay.
You don't want anybody else to understand. I don't want to give this information to Jeff. I don't want him to give it to Jeff, because then all of a sudden I know, then it's a threesome with you and Astrid and Jeff. And I just see Jeff like, well, on a mountain of rose petals, like long flowing hair.
Misty mountain.
Yeah, with like a big, like a one of those big swimming clocks behind you. And it says, you know, 27 hours, 36 minutes and 27 seconds. And Jeff's like, yeah, not even close, Brian. I'm not even close.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Brian, it's me, Jeff.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
I'm over here fucking Astrid and Hoadley, and just wanted to let you know, not even close. I'm not even close. I'd love to listen to you cry, Brian. I'm getting you back for all the TLC shows.
You mean TCB?
TLC.
And TLC.
Yeah, I'll call you next Friday and check in with you.
We might be done by then.
Yeah. I might be close then.
Oh, that's great.
Swapping. Oh, man. I knew you guys were freaks. Swapping, I knew you were freaks.
Yeah.
Swapping. Swingers and swinging. Cuckolding. Cheating. Swapping. Wife swapping. Girlfriend swapping. This is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand this one. I really don't. There is not an ounce of my body which wishes. And I'm not a particularly jealous guy. Like, I don't get upset if Astrid's talking to guys or, you know, like, yeah. I just don't. It doesn't upset me.
Yeah.
Because I don't let her. But if I really think about it, there is not an ounce of me, not 1 inch of me. And I mean, you know what inch I'm talking about. That is interested in cuckolding.
Yeah.
Not one. I don't get this. I don't get this trend.
Yeah.
I don't know what's exciting about watching your girlfriend get plugged by a man that's clearly more sexually capable than you.
People love it.
People love it.
Yeah, people love it.
People love it. Fucking Jeff, he's running around giving it to all the ladies.
As I'm watching.
We're going to call him Captain Cuckold from now on. Jeff, Captain Cuckold. Fitness.
Is that like a working out in a thong
leotard? Yeah, yoga, running, exercise, and gym. All saw 165% gains. Yeah, I could see that. There is a series of yoga videos that are on YouTube, and I'm not you go figure it out on your own. I was going to do a topic about this. I was going to put this on the commercial break. But the thing is that it is mostly visual and there's not a lot of audio.
I've seen some stuff on Instagram where I'm like, what?
What? That's not yoga. That's showing your...
Right.
That's showing your...
I mean, it may be an official pose, but...
No. Bending over really with your legs spread wide open. Yeah. And having the camera zoom in on, you know, your stretchy pant butthole is not yoga. That's not what it is.
Yeah.
There's a whole channel. It's clearly Russian because it's written in Russian, but it's got millions and millions of views. And it's like yoga and meditation for relaxation. It's like what it says on there. And
are they reel you in that way?
Yeah. And all it is busty women who are beautiful in the see-through stretchy tights, right? That the stretchier they get, the more see-through they get.
Uh-huh.
And they bend over, you know, in sexualized positions and they, you know, hold their breasts real tight so a nipple's popping out. And, you know, it's like a relaxation, I guess, after you come. I guess. I mean, yeah, I get it. All right. I blame Lululemon for all of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lululemon has now made... I don't know.
Didn't we do, hold on, we did a whole episode on fitness videos. Remember the one woman that had the men?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and she was like,
there you go. Don't hold out on me now, boys. Swing those hips. You know you want it.
We did a whole episode. Oh my God.
That's right. Fitness trends
going
in the 80s.
On. Yeah, I think it's since the 80s, at least. Okay.
All right. But I'm blaming Lululemon for, I'm not blaming Lululemon for anything. I'm sure the pants are very comfortable, but now everyone wears Lululemon pants or yoga pants or tights everywhere. Women just wear them everywhere.
Right,
I know.
I know. Well, they're so comfortable.
Well, God bless you. You know what? God bless you. God bless you. I see nothing
Plus,
wrong with
I
it.
Might just go do a quick yoga session.
Well, make sure you film it for YouTube.
Okay, I'll have Jeff.
That'll get us to that.
I'll have Jeff film it for me.
That'll get us to those 5,000 subscribers we want.
I just start doing yoga poses.
Listen, I'm having a hard time getting, like, we get like one subscriber a day on that fucking YouTube. But if we put Chrissy in yoga pants doing some yoga, I'm guaranteed we're going to shoot
I'll
up those charts.
I'll run it by Jeff. He's a director, you know, so he's a producer.
Director. Oh, he is a director. Mm-hmm. He's going to be directing you. All right, now bend over. Kick that left leg up on the table. I'm gonna slide under. I'm gonna put myself on a dolly and slide under you.
Look at the lighting just
right. Get the light. Number three, group sex.
Okay.
Threesomes, foursomes, FFMs, MMFs, orgies. They all went up by 70%.
It's a big party.
Yeah, I've seen some rather ruckus orgy videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I've seen some, like, you know, there's, I forget what the one was. I had to look, and I probably shouldn't have, but there was a girl who broke the world record for the most, having the most amount of sex in like a 5-hour time period.
I remember hearing that. Yeah.
And it was like 170 men or something.
Jeez, wow.
And it's a bunch of, like, I think she was, if I'm not mistaken, she was like of Asian descent.
Okay.
But then all of the, but it had to be filmed in, I don't know, it's somewhere in the Eastern Europe, like Ukraine or, you know, Czechoslovakia or something.
Right. They
so it's just a bunch of guys, and they're all clearly not porn stars, right?
They're just like,
yeah, they all have the Brian body type and, you know, the Brian dick type, like small and fat and, you know, and they're all just sitting there waiting their turn, like, you know, yanking on their cocks trying to get it hard. But a lot of the guys don't even make it. They just bow out because they find that, you know, being in front of a bunch of other guys with their dicks out isn't making me hard. And after I watched her get, you know, having sex with 37 different men ahead of me.
Yeah.
But it was rather, it wasn't, I didn't find anything sexual about it. I thought it was more like a science experiment.
Well, it's number three on the list here. So
number
other
three.
People are finding
sick
it that
puppies
way.
Out there. I'll tell you what, if you can see my search, it's like sex with woman. Nipple. I'm into pictures. I don't like videos. I'm into pictures.
Yeah.
Just give me a picture. That's all I need. Give me a Sears catalog. I'm into it. Romance is number two.
Romance.
Oh, you guys are cute.
That gives me hope.
You guys
now.
Are cute.
Yes.
Yeah. All of this shitty fucking craziness, and then you say romance is number two.
Yes.
Sweet. Romantic, passionate, bromance. All right.
Okay,
then.
Yeah.
Romance, all that.
So like soft love
soft
making.
Soft love making. Yeah.
Tender good. Kisses.
Yeah. I think everybody feels, they're feeling a little lonely.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, I've seen the, you know, 40-man gangbang videos and double penetration.
I need something
and,
a little, you know, deeper. But not in that way.
Not in that way.
Right.
Not, yeah. I better not type
emotionally
in deeper.
Deeper.
Yeah, I need emotionally deeper. I want to see what real love. I want to know what love is. I want you to hold me. And I'm talking about love. I want to feel what love is. Let me type it in Pornhub. I want to know how to show me.
It is funny that the Pornhub site would have the romance stuff.
Well,
but good for you guys. Romantics. Yeah. There's romantics out there.
Instead of .gov, we're going to have .pornhub. That's what we're going to have. Like all of the government websites, we're just going to teach us through Pornhub.
Yes.
They're going to be like, it's time to file your taxes. Tax porn is here to help. I got an itemized deduction. Itemized deduction.
Number one.
Search term. Search category for 2021.
Is it a second year in a row? Are we going second year in a row? Because we did this last year.
This is not the. I didn't think this was on there.
Okay, because it was the step brother or sister last year.
Stepsister porn, that's right. Yeah. In the United States. I think we did in the United States. This is worldwide. Worldwide. The number one search category. Ladies and gentlemen. Is hentai. Hentai.
Hentai.
Japanese cartoon sex.
Oh, okay.
The kind of, like, weird, crazy, you know, dragon has sex with woman, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of crazy porn.
Animated.
Very animated.
Yes.
You know, usually schoolgirls of some form or fashion, you know, wearing no panties, and some guy with a 45-inch cock comes up, and she's like, you know, squirting going on everywhere. It's very interesting. It's very meta. We're in the metaverse now. Yep. I've watched some hentai porn. It's not for me. I don't find it particularly arousing, but I can see how somebody might.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, it's an exaggerated form of sex. When you're drawing it, you can do anything you
want to. Right, that's what the meta is about.
You bunch of sick puppies. And so you want to check out a couple of other categories? Here we go. Hold on one second. We're going to look at some other.
That's a long list.
It's just 10. Oh, yeah. Well, I got a whole – it's 96 pages. The full report is 96 pages.
Full report.
I read through all of it.
Can you hand it to someone in a manila envelope? Yeah. Here's the early report.
Oh, I bet Pornhub does. Bob, I got the new report.
Bob, it's me in accounting. I got the new report. Come on up and get it. Should I bring Vaseline? Bring it on, man. We're going to get freaky tonight.
Lock the door.
Lock the door, Bob. Here's the new Pornhub report. I want the new Pornhub report on my desk by Monday.
We're going to do our Pornhub projections. Okay. So most searched in the United States. Ready? This was for the world, and I'll go through it quickly. Number 10 is black. We're getting together as a, you know, we're a diversified world. Number 9, massage. Number 8, anal. Number 7, moving down one spot, is stepmom.
Oh, yeah.
Anime is number, well, I don't know if we're number 6, but cream pie, big ass, BBC, big black cock. I think that's what that stands for. Threesome, Latina, Asian, ebony, MILF, lesbian, and hentai. So, you know, not too much.
Seems like the run-of-the-mill stuff.
That's right. this is for, hold on one second. There's one that I really wanted to talk about here. This was so many fucking
pages
to this
report.
Wait,
here, is this the by state?
Yeah, this is by state.
Oh, here we are.
But on the back.
Georgia's big ass.
Georgia's, of course.
And Tennessee is interracial. See?
Yeah.
I mean, all these states that are.
I don't believe that for one second.
Arizona's just strip.
Arizona's just strip?
Yes.
Like landing strip or just strip?
Just strip.
So female visitors came and went 50 seconds faster, 14 seconds faster than men came. Visitors 18 to 24 were 61 seconds faster than older age groups, while 65 and over decreased by over half a minute. The average visit to Pornhub now stands at 9 minutes and 55 seconds. Y'all a bunch of fast motherfuckers.
Well, when you're watching it, I mean, it's pretty fantastic.
Yep. Favorite time to watch porn is 6 a.m. between midnight and 6 a.m. on Sunday. So there you go. All right. So tell me, go ahead.
That's Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Natural tits.
Natural tits. Because you see a bunch of fake ones in
Louisiana
Oklahoma?
Louisiana is just naked woman. That's your kind of state.
That's my kind of porn. Look on the back. Here's...
Wait, look at the one. Divorced.
A divorced. In Arkansas, they're divorced. Okay, for under the gay category, scissoring, trans, squirting, amateur, Fortnite. Fortnite? The fuck is looking at Fortnite porn? Jesus, weird ass Christ. Glory Hole Cartoon Blowjob Japanese, J-O-I. Don't even know what that means.
I know, I don't. I saw that on the map, too.
You did?
Yeah, what I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. POV, which is point of view. Gangbang, big tits, public, and BBW. Those are the gay search terms, people who identified as gay. So listen, here it is. We're still as fucked up as we were, but there's some hope in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of diversity in our searches here by
diversity
in the country.
And romance,
mm-hmm. which makes me feel a little bit better about how the world's going. But one of the things that came out of this big, long report here is that people are really into cartoon and fantasy type.
Yeah, seems
sex,
like it.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to, just for one second, review a topic that I have been reading about that I cannot understand for the life of me.
Okay.
There are people. So it sounds so serious. There are people. That's how they come about to
hard hitting journalistic.
About to address Congress. There are people here in the United States. Hello, my fellow Pornhubians. Still longer called America. We sold the naming rights to Pornhub.
Right.
These United States of Pornhub. Hey, TCB family, it's me, and it's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. Chrissy and I are looking for a couple of guys, a couple of girls, a couple of whatevers to come on air and play a dating game with us. If you're a swinging single or your partner allows you to do this type of thing, please let us know. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, and the word Y-O-Y-O. Let us know you're interested in playing our dating game and we'll reach out and set it up. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. All of the audio and all of the video of every episode is right there at tcbpodcast.com. A one-stop shop, if you will. You can also connect with us on our socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram, where we create content you can't find anywhere else, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, where we also create clips of the show every single day of the week and content you will not find anywhere else, like TCB in the Studio, where we take a topic and we opine for 5 to 10 minutes. And if there's anything that you probably want more of, it's my voice. Please use our sponsor's specialized URLs and codes if you're ever in the market for their products and services. It helps us out by letting our sponsors know we're doing our job. And thank you so much to all of you who have left a review on Apple and CastBox and Podbean, all the other podcast players. If you haven't had an opportunity to do so yet, if you could take 1 minute out of your day and leave us a rating and or a review on your favorite podcast player, that's the best way to help TCB get to new audiences. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
There are people who are many people who are into thinking about sex with creatures, not sex with animals. Creatures.
Like the Loch Ness Monster?
Like the Loch Ness Monster. You're onto something now, right? Loch Ness Monster, aliens, you know, all those
that
fucking...
little head that pops up in the lake.
Yeah, you're like...
It's very erotic.
That Loch Ness Monster comes with its long tongue and just flippity flap, and he's all over my clitoris. I can think about it right now. I'm going to sit here and wait for the Loch Ness Monster to go right inside me.
You know those pictures in the books? I used to love those books because I'd be like, maybe they're really, because I love dinosaurs. So, you know, it's a leftover dinosaur. And I would, you know, check out these books at the library when I was younger, and they would just show like the one grainy picture.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Chrissy got horny.
The little head that came up. No, I think I was too young to get horny about that. I was just fascinated, but it just came to mind when you said creatures. So,
well, there you go. Look where your head went. No pun intended. What about the whisper wolves?
Oh, the whisper wolves.
I'm gonna fuck you. Hurry up this way, boys. I'm fucking this monster. I'm fucking a whisper wolf.
Wasn't he fucking the fence?
Well, God. Yeah, that's right. Well, gosh. You're not fucking a whisper wolf. You're fucking a fence. That thing got me right in the balls.
Oh, my God. We got to do that show again.
People are into fantasy about all kind of different creatures.
Creatures, monsters, now, dragons.
Dragons is a big one. Aliens is a big one.
They seem
one.
Powerful.
Mermaids, I guess, is, you know, but mermaids I can almost understand. Yeah, besides having a flippy floppy vagina, like a scaly vagina, they are
naked.
They
could turn into like Ariel.
Yeah, or areola. Yeah.
I show their areolas.
So I had to figure out if this is like, where do you find, because I'm reading all about.
It's not on Pornhub, apparently, but what, the fantasy one? Or
no,
the,
it's just hard to film a dragon having sex with a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, HBO did it. Didn't someone have sex with a dragon in
I don't think they had sex with the dragon. Game of Thrones, you
Game
mean?
Of Thrones.
No, she birthed the dragons.
Oh, she birthed a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have sex with the dragon or just with another guy?
They were
her
children.
Oh, okay.
That's a whole other kind of porn.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Game of Thrones, I don't understand it. I'm sorry, guys. I never got into it.
Game of Thrones.
I never got into it.
Oh, my God. So
I
good.
I went to this party one time with a person I was dating. I say person like she's not human. With this woman that I was dating one time.
Creature I was dating. Yeah.
I'll leave that one up to the audience. And we went to this house to go watch
Game of Thrones.
The first season of Game of Thrones had come out
one.
On DVD.
Yeah.
And they were going to watch the first season starting at 7 o'clock at night. They're just going to watch it all the way through.
Yes.
That's the kind of party this was. So you can imagine how drunk I had to get to suffer through even the smallest amount of this. Because you don't go to a party to watch Game of Thrones. You watch Game of Thrones. That's what you do.
Right, on your own. And then go to a party separately.
Right. When I saw True Detective, I literally laid in my own bed by myself and watched it from beginning to end in one night. Right?
Yes.
But these people wanted to get together. But okay, so we go there. I don't know anything about Game of Thrones. First season has just ended. I know nothing about this show. And we're at this party, literally 20, 25 people at this party.
Yeah.
And they have made all this food, you know,
were they drinking out of big goblets,
big goblets
with mead in them?
Correct. And people were all dressed up and they were, hi, sir. And, you know, whatever the fuck they talk. I just could not get into it. I was already turned off from the moment I walked in there. I didn't like the whole attitude of the party. And so I don't think I ever gave Game of Thrones a chance.
Yeah.
Because I didn't like where I was when I was watching.
Right.
So I watched the first episode.
If you're not really into like the fantasy sci-fi stuff,
not into
then,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd much rather watch, you know, I Am Jazz.
Right.
My 600-pound life. I think I could get into it, but I haven't gotten into it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't jump on the bandwagon right away, but once I did and watched it, I think maybe I was sick. And so I was like, let me see what this is all about. And loved it.
You loved it, huh?
Hooked. We were hooked.
It was just too long. Like the kid fell out of the tower and I was like, what the I don't care. Like, I don't care. I was sad, but I didn't care. I was not invested in any of the characters. But I also, you know, was constantly interrupted by, sire, would you like some more, you know, I don't know, Dragon Balls? Made with pure Beowulf cream. And I'm like, dude, get out of my fucking face. Go to your bedroom and stare at you. Go play out in the park or whatever you guys do. I'm not making funny. If you LARP, you LARP. But I didn't want some guy dressed up serving me, you know, cheese platters and calling.
Yeah, I didn't realize they dressed up.
Dragon turds. I mean, it was awful. It was awful. Some guy had a sword.
The dressing up part's a little much. Yeah. Unless it's Halloween.
And every time they said, you know, I don't know, the dark is coming or the winter, you know, every time the word winter was coming. March, you know, dragon! And I was like, God damn. Don't you people have anything better to do with your time?
Did you fake a phone call?
I didn't have to fake a phone call because the woman that I was with at the time threw a fit about something and we ended up leaving. It was the one time I was appreciative of the absolute instability of my partner. And listen, it takes two to tango. I'm not blaming everything on her. But at this, we didn't make it through episode number like three, I think. And then she was all upset about something. So thank God we're leaving. But so I went to a place where they write erotica, where you can write your own erotica and put it up there for everybody to read, right? It's called the Erotica Light or Light Erotica or something like that.
Okay.
And so it's just, oh, that's all it is. It's like a Reddit, but for erotica and only erotica.
With creatures.
No, there's a section with creatures, but they have all kind of different stuff, right? Just like Pornhub has all different like categories. They have all different categories, but there's a whole section dedicated to creatures, aliens, monsters, mermaids, all this different stuff.
Okay.
So I thought I'd take a minute if you want to, and you want me, Uncle Brian, to read some of this material
Uncle Brian.
To you? Okay, here we go. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to read the good parts. This is about a mermaid. Scrubbing the walls and getting them clean was so tedious. He was getting them cleaned up. Cleaning, the thing that was taking far longer than he imagined. This is awfully written, by the way.
Yeah.
I think there's like 3-year-old. I think it was like literally small school children reading this. So if it sounds weird, I'm not reading it weird. This is how it's written. As he realized, some of the walls were glass windows. Dun, 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 dun! Get him, Fern! Attack, Fern! Like they were up there for show. He couldn't see what was on the other side, but it made him more curious. Yoo-hoo! Ariel screamed as Luke looked up, seeing the red-headed siren. Yes, he muttered, whipping the sweat off his face. It's literally whipping the sweat off his face.
Okay, I was about to say wiping.
Yeah. Nope, it says whipping. Whipping the sweat off his face.
Yes, I see. Okay.
The siren smirked more. He gave her a wave and then she winked. Looking good down there. Work those muscles. Take your shirt off and stay a while, she snickered as she pulled off one of the shells, revealing a nipple.
Ooh.
Luke's face got deeply red, which meant red, but he found her argument persuasive. He found her argument persuasive? Was that an argument? I didn't hear it. Okay. He began taking his shirt off, tossing it toward the edge.
Is he on a boat?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I can't remember everything that I read last night.
I mean, I'm thinking she's in the ocean.
She's in the ocean and he's washing like one of the walls of the
boat.
Like a porthole? Harbor. Yeah. One porthole, so to speak. of the harbor. He's like washing a wall. Why they have glass walls, I have no idea, but you know, it's fantasy porn. Oh, my strong fellow, maybe you should come by and visit more. We could use some eye candy to look at while we swim. It gets very lonely. Isn't that right, Pacifica? Another mermaid. Oh, yeah, we don't get as many customers. Keys made, it's clear on that, which isn't fair. I mean, showing off is nice, but it's been so long since we had a man to pleasure us, said the other mermaid with a smirk. Well, I'll keep that in mind, Luke said. He continued to cleaning the walls for over an hour. But
he was diligent with his work.
Diligent, yeah. I just see like this Jason Momoa type character just scrubbing the glass walls of a harbor, whipping off the sweat.
Yeah, don't distract me, girl.
Turning all reed. Luke continued cleaning the walls for over an hour. Eventually, he got the job finished. He walked over, plugging the hole back before heading back to the ladder and climbing it. The three sirens were watching him, a wistful smirk on Ariel's face. Well, there you go. It should be all clean. But seriously, you girls should try and keep this place a little more clean than it already is.
Oh, we'll have to remember that, Pacifica said.
Luke nodded, turning the water on.
Keep this place clean. Are they inside the
Maybe he's inside like the like mermaid castle or something. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. Oh, yeah, maybe he is. You're right. Okay. Uh-huh. He turned the water on, causing the waterfall to turn on.
It's great. It's like a huge aquarium.
Yeah. That's it. He's in the aquarium. Look at that. You're piecing it together. He began to watch the pool get filled with sparkling, clean water. It practically bounced toward the edge, pulling Ariel and tossing her shell bikini off, her breasts bouncing rather nicely. Luke couldn't help but check them out as Pacifica and Angel did the same, letting them land on his head. Definitely written by a 13-year-old boy.
Yes.
A light chuckle as they bounced and pulled him into the water. Luke chuckled while patting his hand. He imagined heading up the stairs to get a new shirt before leaving. Oh, I'm so excited now. Luke pretended to be a sea lion. He headed to save that stone stranger waiting in the middle of the ocean in the middle of the night with his Crocs and a t-shirt on. Come join us for a minute, pool boy, she said with a giggle. Luke bit his bottom lip. He was feeling overwhelming desire to jump in the pool and join them. Sure thing. Let me just grab some swim trunks or something. Pacifica popped her head out. Oh, come on. No reason to
be
shy.
You don't need those.
The water's great. It's nice and warm. Don't worry about it. Not like anything's going to shrink, she joked. Luke couldn't help but blush at the thought of a shrinking dick. All right, then. He began stripping off everything and soon jumped into the water. It was shocking. The water was cold. Pulling himself up to take a gasp of air, he realized the sirens were gone. What the? Luke exclaimed while looking down.
Oh, my God.
That's when he saw them circling around him slowly, watching him with hunger in their eyes.
They're like sharks now?
Yeah, they're just circling
they're
around.
They're more sharks.
They no longer had human legs. Instead, they transformed into a fish tail. Watching him, the three moved at him. Ariel struck first.
So wait, did they have human legs first off?
Yeah, I guess. They, you know, when they get out of water. Remember like a splash? When they get out of water, yes. They have legs and okay. They get in water. Yeah, have you seen Luca? The show, yeah. You got to watch Luca.
Yes. Oh, I love Luca.
Ariel struck first, pushing himself right against the edge of the pool. The other two joining her sister as they giggle, caressing his hips as they place their lips on his thighs. On his thighs? Nothing like getting a thigh hickey. Soft touches as he moaned. Angel moved in slowly, rubbing her hips as she started to slip her fingers over his groping ass. Angel gave him a hard squeeze as Pacifica bounced up and down in his mouth, hooking a nipple and giving it to him before he fell down. Luke found himself moaning more as he watched them under the water, Angel and Pacifica's lips soon touching as they shared a kiss. This only causes Luke to get more turned on. Ariel smirked as she moved down, cupping his balls, giving them a firm squeeze, and watching his member get fully erect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now we're in the thick of it, Cowardly. Do you like this? Ariel said. Luke almost heard it like a gargling sound as he watched her begin to go down on him. Holy fuck, he grunted. Luke couldn't help but admit it. He'd always wanted to have a blowjob from a woman in the water, but he never imagined it would come true. Now,
from
here it was.
From a true mermaid,
from
too.
From a true mermaid. Nothing like a blowjob in the water. Watch her drown as she chokes on your stiff cock.
Yeah, just keep holding her down there.
Soon it was clear Luke could emit oxygen from his penis, and she sucked on it like a snorkel. Luke had become everything he'd wanted to be, a snorkel cock.
A snorkel cock. Oh, my my God.
Luke the snorkel cock was on fire, blowing wads of oxygen through the ocean. The bubbles propelled him faster and faster across the top of the sea. His great big giant cock providing oxygen to the whole ocean. He was like one of those things you see in Cancun where people are floating on top of the water with by the feet. He had it by his cock. An amazing stream of cum just coming out of him consistently.
Yes. Look at my body.
Oh my God. Look at my body. Look at my snorkel cock. His hips rolling more and more, two lurches, then a smirk, rubbing up against his body. Then, without more warning, they pulled him down. This shocked Luke as he was about to drown, I guess. More than anything, as he opened up his mouth, water flowing down his throat, he struggled through some, but Pacifica moved in and kissed his lips, breathing into his mouth. Quite a shocking surprise, as he realized he could live. Looking at her with stunned eyes, it's a siren's kiss. You'll be able to breathe underwater for an hour.
It's for an hour.
I'm going to start a timer on my Apple Watch, said Pacifica. Don't worry, it won't take but 3 minutes, said Luke. I've got a snorkel cock, but I can't reach. She chuckled while playing with her breasts. Ariel moved in for the kill, pressing her body against him, rubbing together. He could feel Ariel's tail wrapping around him. She bit his neck. Angel moved in slowly. She would be biting his arm while Pacifica reached down and cupped his balls.
Yeah, by the way, this is clearly a 13-year-old boy because it's a lot of cupping of the balls yeah. and kissing on weird places.
And boobs bouncing on faces.
Yeah, boobs bouncing on faces.
Wouldn't want it.
Oh, my God. Oh, we ran out of time. I got aliens. I got monsters. I had a bunch of stuff. I thought we'd be able to get through two or three of these.
No.
We didn't even get through one.
Well, I think the Pornhub list.
Yeah, the Pornhub list took 30 minutes. That's right. Oh, we'll get
it's
back to it.
It's our annual sex show.
That's our annual sex show. There it is. We've already had two this year.
Annual. Yeah,
our annual sex show. Our annual sex show.
Annual sex show.
Snorkel cock.
Snorkel cock.
If you too have a snorkel cock, let us know.
We'd like for you to be on our dating show.
That's right. We'd like for you to be on our dating show. Chrissy and I are doing a dating show. If you're trans, if you're bi, if you're straight, if you're cisgender, whatever the hell you are, let us know if you're interested in finding a
significant other. If you're a creature.
If you're a creature. If you're, if you're a mermaid who likes to kiss thighs, I guess, let us know. Or if you have a snorkel cock, we'd be interested.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Sorry, let me take a drink there. I got a little too into it in the character. My throat hurts. Okay, guys, here's what you're going to do. Let us know if you're interested in being on the TCB dating game. You can be anyone, anything, into anyone, or anything. We're going to figure it out for you. It's a virtual game, of course, and it's all in good fun. But who knows? You never know.
You never know.
Maybe you meet that significant other, that special someone. It's been a long time since we've been out in the world.
Yeah.
We're giving you a chance to meet somebody.
Yeah, it's something that's off the dating apps.
That's
not,
right.
You know, not a bar
TCB
somewhere.
Screen.
TCB screen.
Who wouldn't want your significant your future wife or husband or whatever, mate?
How did you guys meet?
TCB.
On a podcast.
On a mediocre comedy podcast.
That talks about mermaid sex.
On number 189 on the comedy charts. That's what you say. So hit us up, 661-237-8296, 661-BEST, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. Make sure you can call us. You can leave us a text message. You can leave us a voicemail. You can send us a text message, whatever you feel like doing, or go to the website and contact us, tcbpodcast.com. Find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. Watch all the video. Listen to all the audio. It's all there from one location. At The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Like and subscribe for content you cannot find anywhere else. We do it every single day of the week. We're putting out clips and we do it in the studio. Check out the Motley Crue one this week. It's really fucking funny. Actually,
yes,
I think
is.
It's really fucking funny. Okay, so until next time, I have to say this. I love you, Chrissy.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, we must say.
Bye.
Bye.